The first reading is from Hebrew chapter 11, which can be found in the Church Bible on page 1209. We're looking at verses 1 to 3, then verse 6, and finally verses 8 to 16. Now faith being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, this is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. 8 to 16. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him on the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was unable to become a father, because he considered him faithful, who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he is good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God.
And the second reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 to 40, which can be found on page 1045 in the Church Bible. So Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself and serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this: if the owner of the house has known what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Morning, folks. I suspect that a couple of weeks or so ago, a few of you might have been anxiously watching some of the women's football team playing as they progress through the European Championship. In every game, they're up against it, and your vain faith from the comfort of an armchair and then pulling through made no difference whatsoever. However, the players on the pitch had confidence in each other and had sporting faith that they could pull through, which grew each time they managed it. Now, this morning, you may have gathered, I'm talking about faith. What it is, and what does faith mean in practice? After all, Christians are often called a people of faith. Our songs this morning give us some good clues as to why we have faith. If you were in here earlier and listening to the pre-service song, Faithful One, So Unchanging, we also have God described as a rock of peace, a rock in times of trouble, dependable, an anchor in the storm. In the song, In Great Is Thy Faithfulness, we had the chorus of All I Have Needed, Thy Have Provided. And we also see that God has not changed and is there whatever the season, with love, compassion, peace that endures, pardon for sin, giving us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And just now when we were singing My Jesus, My Saviour, we had again My Comfort, My Shelter. The words from Hebrews 13 verse 8 are on the stained glass window at the back. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So our faith is based upon God and what Jesus did and taught. The most treasured words of the Bible are John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The cross and the resurrection are critical elements of faith. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, wrote, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. The opening verse of our first reading confirms the foundations. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The importance of faith is spelt out in verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those that earnestly seek him. Reliable faith is not head knowledge alone. With head knowledge, one will simply end up wandering from God. Faith is believing and truly trusting. As Billy Graham said, true faith not only believes Christ can save us, but actually trusts him to do it. Key questions are how we can acquire faith, build on it, and grow in faith. Romans 10 tells us, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now, having faith leads to action and change. A typical response to the acquisition of faith is confession. The painful recognition of our own faults and shortcomings and those linked in part to Jesus' death. Now, the full chapter 11 of Hebrews lists a range of people who commended for them faith in what they did. I think there's a degree of reassurance in that list, and that they are all flawed characters, far from perfect, meaning being commended for faith is open to each one of us. They simply responded to the promptings and voice of God. Now, chapter 2 of the letter of James discusses faith and deeds. And he wrote, Abraham's faith was made complete by what he did. And in verse 24, a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. Now, we're not talking about blind faith, where someone will rush into a project or action without understanding the complexities and risks involved. Most such approaches will end up in failure. When we stepped out of our comfort zone in more of hope than faith, and seen the effects and rewards of responding to a particular need, such as sharing one's faith, we like to have more confidence on the next occasion and more assurance that God will be there giving us the right words. Faith in action does not mean that one is exempt from the proverbial blood, sweat and tears, or from worries, setbacks and disappointments. But faith gives one the strength to persevere. I recall a meeting I had with former rector Richard Morgan in early 2006, when we discussed whether we should cancel the proposed reordering, which we did here, and hand back the money to all those who had given it, as fundraising was well short of our needs. Now, a few of us here, a couple of us here at least, will remember Brian Snelling, and he used to have an expression, knowing in your knower. Well, Richard and I knew in our knower that somehow that we should proceed. We changed a few things. The project came in under budget, additional money appeared, and we also did our wish list. But we are human, so doubts will creep in. It has been described as faith-seeking understanding. I think it is more like stepping stones to a greater appreciation of God in action. Because when you see a problem and you see God working in it, you just grow. And I think our faith also grows by witnessing it in others and the actions of others. Most of you will remember Phyllis Day, an ex-missionary, prayer warrior extraordinary, fierce proclaimer of the gospel, but she was a bundle of energy. She was always doing things, even into her 90s. You just couldn't hold her down. I don't know about you, I rather like the footprints poem, the two sets of footprints in the sand. And the person turns to God and asks, "Where were you when I went through those difficult times?" God replies, "My dear child, that was when I carried you." Often we can't see it. I personally know my faith has grown in looking back and seeing God's hands on things, in experiencing his peace when there should have been none. Faith is all-encompassing and often described as a gift from God. Having faith affects how we live. By wishing to live in obedience to God's commands, in pleasing him, spending more time in prayer, and hopefully revealing the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In how we treat others with fairness, love, and grace. In how we respond to challenges, having the peace to find that inner strength, resilience, energy, and a deeper sense of purpose. Our second reading begins with the end part of a passage called Do Not Worry, which includes, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll wear. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. Consider how the lilies grow, they don't labour or spin. O you of little faith, do not worry. Your Father knows you need them. But seek his kingdom. That's our treasure and security are in heaven. The second half of the reading is on watchfulness, waiting for the return of the Master. To me, the message that the level of our faith is not something to be put off to another day or time. Our faith needs to be in the right place now. Actually, I would encourage us all to be braver. Be prepared to step outside our securities and comfort zones and so deepen our faith in what we do of our mind, our hearts, our hands, our wallets and purses. A church of the faith is attractive and transforming to its members and community. And that is my prayer for St. Andrew's.